Right, back to some light stuff this morning. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, she's a proper Colchian, decided it was high time that she tried a wee bit of sheep shearing. So off she went to Ballycastle at the weekend to complete a 2-day sheep shearing course. Finny went too. He couldn't hack it, bottled it after 2 hours. But was our Nicola a cut above the competition, or was she like a lamb to the slaughter? Here's how she got on.
That's it. Right, now step up the neck. Reach through, grab the brisket wool and lift her up.
Kevin O'Donnell, you're here from Caffrey. You're running the course at Sean McKimbridge's farm.
That's right.
Why do you do these courses? Is there a lot of interest in Northern Ireland?
There's big demand for shearing in Northern Ireland. There's a lot of sheep in Northern Ireland. These sheep have to be shorn, so we try to get out there over the month of June to get out, get a bit of shearing done around the country, in conjunction with our British Wool Marketing Board instructors. So, no, there's good demand. It always has been over the years.
I know that in years gone by, a lot of New Zealanders used to descend on Northern Ireland at a certain time of year. Do you think that we're pushing them out?
Ah, here, lads. Guys in Northern Ireland, there are some sharp shearers in Northern Ireland.
Hey, less of the lads. I'm here to learn too.
Oh, well, lads are very inclusive here, but no, the guy, look at the guys and the girls here, you know, give it a couple of years. Sean was saying earlier there that a guy came here a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, and he reared up 340 sheep there last Saturday, you know, a local guy there. So there's money to be made, and there's plenty of work for them to be doing. So we'll oust the New Zealanders here.
Stephen Wilson, you're here to learn a bit of sheep shearing. Why?
I've always had an interest in farming and love to learn the skill. So that's why I'm here.
You've just an interest in farming. Do you have a farm?
I don't actually, no.
You don't have a farm?
No, I come from a housing estate, but I live near a farm, which I'd go up to the odd time.
Whereabouts does do you live?
Portadown.
So you're all the way from Portadown, you live in a housing estate, and you want to learn sheep shearing?
I do, yeah. Fascinated by it, and I've saw plenty of videos. So.
Have you done sheep shearing before?
Yep.
Are you any good at it?
All right, just getting used to the thing, you know, getting into the knack of it.
So. Do you farm full time?
Yeah, live on the farm and work on the farm, so I enjoy it. Like,
how many sheep do you have?
There's 600 at home, so plenty of work.
Do you plan to shear those all yourself?
In a couple of years' time, maybe, but not now.
How much would you have to pay somebody to come in and shear your 600 sheep?
We are paying 140 per sheep. You know, it's a lot of money, but if you learn it yourself, you know, you can save a lot.
What do you enjoy so much about sheep shearing? Because it's a lot of hard work.
Just the adrenaline and knowing that you beat the ewe.
There's a couple of ewes you didn't beat.
Oh, I got the URL. If they beat me the first time, they didn't beat me the second time.
And the sheep you got, you're going to have problems, so you're going to have to just hold it like that.
You're going to have to hold it.
Do a blow down in there, and then you can tuck the leg in to this bit here.
So I've just given a sheep its first haircut, and I am utterly exhausted. The sweat is blinding me, and that's only after just one. And I'm looking at the pens here, and there's another 140 odd to do between just the eight of us. Seamus Kelly, you are here as the shearing instructor. There is a lot of skill involved in being a sheep shearer. Give us an idea about how skilled you have to be.
You have to be pretty skilled with hand-eye coordination. You're working with a live animal. There's a lot to think about when you're doing it. You have to worry about where the handpiece is going to go. And then there's a lot of work with your footwork, which is very important to hold the sheep. The world record is about 80 an hour. That's on sheep this size. I mean, those guys are incredibly fit. When you consider shearing 200 sheep is roughly the same energy as running a marathon. So that guy's going to, doing a record like that, you're running four back-to-back marathons.
I know, because the weight of the sheep, kicking, biting.
Yeah, well, they don't often bite. That was a one-off.
Did earlier on this morning.
That was a one-off. Most sheep are vegetarian.
Pull her around with your right foot, keep moving her towards the machine.
Sean McCambridge, you let us loose on your sheep. Trainees, what possessed you?
As I see young boys or girls coming to learn to shear and then coming back maybe next year and the year after and improving, and then maybe in 5-6 years' time, you see them clipping 200-300 sheep. Like, it's nice to see that, and that's what it's all about.
And how do you think we did?
Oh, he's done for it. You can see an improvement from the first morning to just Saturday evening now, like a big improvement. And that's what you like to see.
What about me? How would you rate me?
Oh, you're very tidy this year, and you've come on well. Like, so hope you'll be back next year, clipping maybe 100 a day.
I would charge you now for that, Sean.
That's our reporter, Nicola Weir, doing a little bit of sheep shearing. If you've a couple of sheep you need sheared, maybe you want to contact our Nicola on Twitter. At nweir1 is her Twitter address.